Welcome to the Setlist Audio Club, the music podcast by two guys who know nothing about it. Welcome to episode one of season one of the Setlist Audio Club.
We did it.
My name's Hayden.
I'm Dan.
And what are we going to get into today?
We're going to get into some shenanigans, specifically the kind of shenanigans that end up with music.
Yeah, so two really interesting picks today. As you've seen in our Twitter feed, we are covering the Blue Van's Man Up.
Yep.
And the self-titled album from Attack Attack.
Yep.
You want to tell me about your pick?
Sure. So mine was Man Up by the Blue Van. I did not write down how many songs there was or how long it was, or 13 songs. I think that's what you were signaling. Okay. You could just tell.
Not supposed to say anything. I'm supposed to be silent. I'm trying to help you out here.
Oh, yeah,
it's 13 songs, 43 minutes.
Thank you, because I'm garbage at my
Came job. Out in 2008.
2008? Okay. So, it was definitely, this is one that I've listened to a lot, and in general, I like it, but...
How did you come across this album?
That's a really great question.
You don't know. It's just been a part
it's
of your...
It's just been there.
Okay.
So, what probably happened is the same thing that happens with, like, every other album I find. One of their songs popped up at Discovery Weekly. I really liked it. Listened to the whole album. Surprise, surprise. It's all really good. And I saved it. So that's kind of my process for finding most new music. But the biggest problem I had with the whole album was none of it was new.
None of it was new as in what?
As in...
Like it was just like music you felt like you've heard before?
Every song had... I could almost tell you which song they were trying to sound like on almost every one of these tracks, or at the very least, what band they were trying to sound like.
Okay, so I definitely had a similar takeaway.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, and even in some of my notes, the song I'm a Man, I was like, this sounds like you're taking ZZ Top, mixing with Meat Loaf, and putting a weird modern twist to it.
I hated that song.
Did you really?
Except for the sax solo. The sax solos were cool.
Well, the sax
solo
was... But
the rap verse is very misplaced. I did not enjoy that.
It was a little odd. I thought it gave it some flavor. I liked it. It was different from the rest of the album.
It was flavor, all right.
Yeah, it's, you know.
But not all flavor is good flavor.
That's fair. That's totally fair. But the sax is what made me think of Meatloaf, because he was like... He used a lot of saxophones when he makes music. So... That's where I got that, but it's like, yeah, True sounded a lot like a Guns N' Roses album. Be Home Soon had that Freebird-esque guitar solo in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, go back through and listen to it again, and you're start to, like, really hearing it. Out of Control was very Arctic Monkeys. There was a few others, too. Like, it was almost all of them, I could tell.
Yeah, Lay Me Down and Die is, like... Led Zeppelin a T.
Yeah, exactly. Like none of the styling they used was in any way original, and it wasn't bad. I really liked it. I thought it was all really well done. It felt fresh. It felt kind of new, but like
new for 2008 or new for 2021?
New for 2008.
Okay.
Not for 2021.
Okay.
It's 13 years old by this point. It's not...
I mean, I'm aware. It's just like...
Yeah, no.
It's interesting you say fresh and new. I mean, we're obviously talking about it now.
It doesn't feel... At face, it doesn't feel like they're just ripping people off.
Sure. Know? I definitely did not think by any means... They're not pulling a... what's that band? Is it Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah.
That basically is like the modern interpretation of Led Zeppelin.
Well, they're trying to be a... Yeah, they're trying
but
to be a
But then they like
pace.
Say that they're not.
Right.
That's the part
but
that sucks.
But the singer is trying very hard to be.
It's like Robert Plant.
Yeah.
But again.
Right.
So I don't quite... I didn't feel like at any point that they were like taking anything away from those people.
No.
Like it wasn't like a Robin Thicke, Marvin Gaye scenario. It wasn't, you know, Greta Van Fleet, Led Zeppelin scenario. It was like...
No, it was...
Very much felt like their music, but, you know,
you
definitely
can,
had a feel.
You can tell where they got their stuff from.
Yeah.
But like... go ahead and get... Do you know where they're from?
No, I don't.
Guess.
Ohio?
They are not from Ohio.
Dang it.
From Denmark.
You know what? I actually did Google this band, like, not too long ago. And it definitely came up, and I definitely knew that, and I definitely forgot.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, no, because I was just like... I couldn't place any kind of an accent, and it doesn't come through as
Danish
in any way. So that was interesting to me, because a lot of the music is like very American, not history, but American-esque. I don't know. Americana is what I put. But
Americana. I think Bruce Springsteen when I think Americana.
Okay, that's fair.
So I think I get where you're coming. Yeah, it's definitely got like a. I thought it was really playful.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything. Pretty up tempo. Like I don't think there was a lot of slow songs.
No, it had really good energy pretty much through the whole thing.
That being said, I think most of it sounds the same.
Oh yeah.
So
it's all very monotone, which is like kind of something that I really don't like.
Well, I wouldn't say monotone. Like it has some variation within the tracks themselves, but like it feels like they all come from the same place.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, it's just everything. It also all sounded really natural. Like, they all sounded like they were really in their element with making this album. Because it's like, nothing sounds forced. Nothing sounds, like, out of tune. Except for that rap bit and I'm a Man.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Yeah. So, it all sounded pretty cohesive. So to me, it wasn't like sporadic. It wasn't random. It wasn't all over the place. And I really enjoyed it. The only one that I couldn't really quite get was, do you remember Trees That Resemble It All?
Yeah, I had that one as a myth.
Yeah. So I said it sounded like a weird old country western about a cowboy riding through the trees and he's just like really high. And he's just like, these trees all look like other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's got that slow country kind of like trail music.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like Red Dead Redemption.
More or less.
Theme music.
But like with mushrooms added.
But with a touch of LSD.
Just a touch of psychedelics. Like nothing. Like he can still function, but like you're definitely purple to him.
He's feeling it. Oh, Mr. Yeah. Krabs.
Right. He is feeling it, Mr. Krabs.
Indeed. But I definitely follow you on the cohesion feel. I made a note here that it does have good feel. Cohesion,
mm-hmm.
But it did not compel me to pay close enough attention to the lyrics to determine if the subject matter of the album was really aligned in a similar way.
I wasn't really all that intrigued either. For me, it was all vibe check.
Yeah,
I didn't dig into the lyrics of either of these because
I didn't either. And for the other album's not even worth your time to think about.
Right, for Man
it's
Up,
not
it was,
deep at all.
No, for Man Up, it's just kind of like, I don't really care. And for Attack, I was just like, that's
definitely
just,
no.
I don't
hard
care.
Pass. Yeah,
I
no,
don't care.
I do not blame you at all.
No.
Good. All right. At least we're both on the same page here.
Okay, sweet.
I was very much like taking this for a vibe check. Like
like Saturday afternoon trying to clean the house music.
Yeah. I said most of it, you know, most of it sounded the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not really like something I was gravitating toward at all. Like passed it a bunch of times when I was trying to choose music to listen to over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And it's just not something that like, oh yeah. And if I did click on it, it was like, I should probably listen to that because, you know, we're going to go record a podcast about it and I should probably know what the hell I'm talking about.
That's fair.
Yeah. That being said, I did that today. So, you know, better late than never.
That's wonderful.
But we're here.
That is.
So I'm glad to hear that we like, sort of have similar feelings about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one that I wouldn't say is great, but I'm going to listen to a lot of.
It's good enough.
Yeah, I'd say it's good enough.
I give it a good enough.
I would too. But I really like the cover art. That
yeah, it looks cool.
That Day of the Dead makeup look is really, really cool to me.
Yeah, I've always loved that look too. That kind of reminds me of like classic American tattoo design.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those? Like, I think if I ever got a tattoo, because I don't have one right now, it would be something like that, or it would be like, I'm not a big fan of like really colorful tattoos.
Okay.
Like, I would totally go with something more like black and white, grayscale, if not only for the fact that colors fade really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Under
that'd
UV,
be a huge thing.
And I'd be like, well, why would I get color if I have to get it recolored all the time?
Yeah. Don't get. I'm with you. I would get color. Let's get matching tattoos, but nothing like serious. Like, let's just get feet on our hands.
What?
Yeah. Get like little tiny feet tattooed on our
hands. We're not getting feet on our hands.
Feet hands.
No. I hate that idea.
We can high five and say, nice hands, feet.
No, I hate that.
Yes.
No.
I love that idea.
No, that's horrible.
Sign up for our weekly fundraiser on GoFundMe to get ready for me and Hayden to get a tattoo together.
Yeah, we're getting feet on our hands, apparently.
We are. Hand feet.
No, that's horrible.
I like it.
Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about ratings.
Okay.
What do you got for beans?
What do I have for beans? I gotta scroll down. I forget. I've got 60.
Okay, so we're like pretty damn close. I had 65.
65, yeah.
On my infinite scale, I gave it 65. So that's not very high.
On my weighted scale of 100, I gave it a 60. So it's still... It's not bad.
It's like not said, bad, but it's not like I'm excellent.
I think most of the beanage is coming from its replay value to me. Like, because yeah. I can listen to this a lot. And for me, that's really nice.
I could see that.
Yeah. But like, as for something that's... like and not really influential, but something that's inventive or something that's really new. Eh, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't feel it.
I think it's just music. Like, I feel like I've heard it before.
Yeah.
But I've never heard this album before, but I feel like I've sort of heard those types of music.
Yeah.
I think it's excellent. Like, background music.
Yeah, I equated it to like a familiar dish, but a modern recipe kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, put a cooking spin on it.
Yeah, because that's the only thing I do is cook food and listen to music and talk a lot of shit. But anyways, so that was just kind of like, you know, you've had pot roast 1,000 times, but have you ever had a good pot roast?
Yeah, but this pot roast has garlic in it.
Yeah, and we mean a lot of garlic.
Like all of my garlic.
Like 5 heads of garlic.
Try 10. I'm garlic boy.
Oh, okay. That is a lot of garlic. 10 hot.
Yeah, it's enough garlic to be like, that's too much garlic.
Mm-mm. Never. Never too much garlic.
There is such thing as too much garlic.
You're wrong.
When it gets spicy, because there's so much garlic in it, there's too much garlic.
That's my favorite.
No.
I love...
No.
I made pesto once in my mortar and pestle, like, good boy.
Yeah.
And, like, 10 cloves of garlic, just raw. In there, smashed it up.
You didn't even roast them up?
No, dude. I wanted that spice.
Jeez.
I know. I'm crazy. Basil, salt, black pepper, and just smushed the crap out of that until it was a paste. More basil. I think I probably put like...
20, well, you kind of have to.
Like 20 basil leaves in there. Just mulling it. And tossed it with a little pasta water and some Parmesan cheese and the pasta. And it was spicy.
I believe it.
It was garlicky spicy. It was so good. My breath reeked for like 5 hours afterwards.
Oh, my Lord.
I loved every second.
No, I can't handle it. I am
a slut for garlic and chocolate, but not at the same time.
Yeah, not chocolate garlic. Not garlic flavored chocolate.
Mm-mm.
Let's keep that out of existence, please and thank you.
But
anyway, enough about garlic.
I love garlic.
Let's move on to the next album.
Yeah, absolutely. This one was fucking weird.
All right, so for those unaware, I had an emo phase. As most kids do, somewhere around middle to high school. I still listen to it every once in a while, but this is not my my entrees, so to speak. Okay. This is a little bit of like my guilty pleasure type music.
Okay.
So anyway, this album's been around forever. 10 songs, 34 minutes, made in 2010. Opens up, the first song name is Sexual Man Chocolate. Take that for what... ever worth you yep. think it has. I think it opens up the album pretty well, like a meh plus, like
I would say it's a great opening song because it kind of introduces you to like all the little bits. Like there's a little bit of everything from the album in the song. So like going back, like hearing the full song, the full album, and then going back and listening to Sexual Man Chocolate, I kind of saw that and I was like, okay, I get it. There's a little value.
It's a little
there.
Sampling.
Sure, it's a tasting, if you would. A chef's table tasting.
It's like a flight.
But like
kind of gives you a little bit of everything.
But like the chef has only worked at Waffle House and is on his 6th cigarette of the night. And he's been here for half an hour. So that's the chef's tasting we're dealing with here.
This one's got my cigarette butts in it.
The smoke adds flavor.
The smoke is flavor.
The ash. You want some ash on your waffle? No, Dad. I don't want ash on my waffles.
Anywho, Sexual Man Chocolate. I give it a med plus. It is A very interesting name. I will give it that.
All of the names.
I liked the piano at the beginning, honestly. Like, I thought that opened it up pretty cool.
It was nice.
And then just, I would say basically the same thing I said for the last album. Mm. Every song sounds the same except for two of them, and we will get there.
We will.
Believe you me. Except for two of them.
If you don't, I will, and I know which ones they are.
Oh, yeah. We're both very well aware of which two songs we're talking about.
Can I touch on one more thing? I did actually like the vocals a lot more than Bring Me the Horizons.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, because I'm not a huge Screamo fan, but to me, this is what it should sound
this
like.
This is classic Screamo.
Right.
Classic.
This is what it should sound like to me, and Bring Me the Horizons was just...
Was it too angry?
It was just bad.
You didn't like it?
No.
Well, I knew you didn't like it, but
it was just
you thought it was that bad.
I just genuinely for Screamo, I thought it was just
I
poorly
think
done.
Bring Me the Horizons music is better than this music.
Yes, but the vocals are worse.
I think that's a matter of opinion, and you're allowed to have that. So, I'm glad you feel that way. I'm glad that I feel the way I do. This is America. We can feel however the hell we want.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that you actually enjoyed it a little more than I thought you might.
Yeah, the vocals really didn't sell me, but like it sure didn't drive me away.
The clean vocals on this are better than Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Very much so.
Because like Ollie Sykes, who's the singer for Bring Me the Horizon, he like his only thing is screaming.
Yeah,
is like the guttural vocal sound. And he's done it for so long. And this is a characteristic of a lot of those types of bands, like the vocalists from those bands, is a lot of them don't have good technique when it comes to screaming because you can't do that for very long.
Right.
Like, we're talking about bands that play all summer and play like 3 or 4 shows a week.
Yeah.
For like 10 or 11 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That's
ruins
a
your
lot,
voice.
Right? Like
it ruins your voice.
Yeah, it just completely cranks you out. But anyway, a lot of them have terrible technique, and doing those tours like absolutely just destroys their vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened to Ollie Sykes. So he screamed that way for so long that he became comfortable with it. Now, as you become a touring musician, you have a little bit more money, you spend a little time trying to become efficient at what you do so that you're not like actually destroying yourself.
Makes sense.
So he's better at it now in a way that he can do it more relaxed so that he's not like actually straining himself
ripping
the
his
entire
vocal
show.
Cords
yeah.
Into shreds.
But like his clean vocals are completely screwed up because he screamed the wrong way for too long.
Makes sense.
That being the case, I think the quality of the guttural vocals on this album aren't as good as Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay.
They're more bearable for somebody who doesn't like this type of music a lot. So that sort of explains your standpoint.
This guy.
And because it's not as good in that one, it's better in the clean sections because his vocal cords aren't so torn to shreds.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I'll give you that. What was a standout track for you on this album?
Literally none of them.
None of them?
No.
You didn't like any one of them any more than any others?
Maybe Lonely. Maybe.
I did not like that song.
I mean, like, only because it was relatively different. Like, it was EDM, techno, dubstep, whatever you want to call that.
I'll give them that. The EDM portions of this were, like, new for this type of music. Like, emo didn't have that before 2010. It was all screaming, all angry, all the time.
Right.
This was one of the bands that brought this to the forefront that was like, let's put electronics in this.
I honestly hated it.
EDM part? Oh, yeah. This is a terrible implementation of it.
Okay, good.
It's
I thought you were going to start defending it. And I'm like, oh, buddy, we're going to have to throw
But this sort of opened the gate for other bands to come in and do it better and make music that's actually bearable to listen to.
Yeah.
That sort of plays in both camps.
Yeah. There's really like nothing on this album. I keep wanting to say song. I mean, maybe sex, like if any, actually, you know, honestly, if anything, Sexual Man Chocolate, just because
the name, dude.
The name, sure. Okay. If we're going to go with,
remember it just because of the name.
If we're going to go with name, Smoke a Honest is way better to me, but.
Whatever. Oh yeah. It's a way better pun.
Yeah, absolutely. But just the fact that it's like, got a little bit of everything. It's a really, really good opening track.
Yeah.
the drums just fucking rip apart in that
dude,
song.
They're
it's
so punchy.
It's very punchy.
Drums are so
just in your
forward
face.
In the mix on yeah. this whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Nuts. It's really like Sexual Man Chocolate compositionally was my favorite, but like the album as a whole, I mean, it was just not stellar to me.
Do you remember the track that starts with a whistle?
No.
You don't remember it? Which okay. One? So it's A for Andrew is the name of the song.
Okay.
The way that song starts gets me so hyped. Yeah. Every single time I hear it, I hear those like four notes, and then I know exactly what I headbang. Literally, it's muscle memory. It's like a fast twitch. Like I just
instinct.
Have to
instinct.
Every single time. Honestly, the middle of this album, from A for Andrew down to the song that shall not be named, it's pretty great. That's only three songs, but you know, those three songs right there are like pretty good.
Yeah, A for Andrew was Smoke a Hannes and AC
130.
Send It.
Yeah.
Gunship.
Those are good. Those sure. three songs are good. And I liked I Swear I'll Change.
Okay.
And then I liked the opening two tracks. But you know, like I said, most of these songs sound the same.
I liked the background violins going on. They had that, it was a little bit different. It was kind of cool. I liked I Swear I'll Change. That wasn't awful.
Yeah. That one wasn't bad. Yeah. I give that one an up. That one got an up. A for Andrew got an up. Smoke a Hannes got an up plus. I really like that song.
Yeah.
AC-130 got a meh plus. I don't think it's long enough.
Okay. How long was it?
It's like a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh, that's not that
long. It's really short.
Yeah.
So I thought those were solid tracks, but...
Okay. You want to talk about the ones that we don't like? Because that's just as fun as talking about the ones that we do like.
Yeah, so there are two songs on this album that are garbage. Probably should have never been created.
Probably.
And that is Shut Your Mouth, which is the fourth song on the album.
I really hated that one.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. You remember, as you will probably recall, we talked a little bit about the EDM portions of this.
Mm.
Shut Your Mouth and Fumbles O'Brien are two songs that are entirely the EDM portion of their music.
I really hope they lost a contract because of those two. Like, I hope.
Well, they made more albums after this, so I don't think they lost anything. But somebody deserves a slapping for those albums making it onto this record. They are absolutely garbage.
They were, as one would say, fumbles.
They were not good.
They were bad.
Yeah. Drop the bag, big time. Mm. So Down Minus for Shut Your Mouth. Yeah. I think that song is absolutely horrible.
They were just, for me, it was they were just so random, just so out of place in background of the rest of the album.
I 100% agree.
For literally no reason they are there, and they just don't do a good job of synthing together the screamo version with the techno EDM dubstep, whatever you want to call
they're
it.
They're so out there that they remind me more of like a really, really terrible version of Lil Wayne.
Oh, Fumbles O'Brien, my literal note.
I can't
on this,
tell if this is like actual satire that they're trying to put in the record. That's gotta be what it is, because somebody signed off on this.
Right. My literal note was this co-produced by Young Money? Is Lil Wayne a feature here? Like, why?
It's horrible.
Why is this song exist?
Yeah, really. Like,
it's a no for
they
me.
Need to
dog.
They need to re-release this album in a modern context.
They did.
And leave those two songs off.
They did that. They did not do that. Because they released...
Horrible.
They released a deluxe edition, which has like another 9 songs on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that there's a deluxe edition of the Blue Van album too, but I did not listen to that one. It's got like 20 songs on it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I found it on... Where did I see that? I think I saw it on Wikipedia that there's a version that has more songs.
I did not know that. I should look that up.
You should, since you enjoyed it so much.
I do. But anyways.
Anywho, back to the terrible, terrible songs that should
God.
Never... Yeah.
Awful.
So, again, Down Minus for Shut Your Mouth and an absolutely not for
yeah.
Fumbles O'Brien.
No,
let's get that shit out of here.
Fumbles O'Brien.
Nobody wants that.
Oh, my God. Just bad.
Yeah, not good.
Poor taste, poor execution. If it's supposed to be satire, they did not translate that well at all.
Honestly, without those two songs, my Bean rating gets a lot better. But those two songs,
okay. Yeah.
It's hard to ignore.
Yeah, it's the fact that it happened twice.
Yeah. You made the mistake once. I overlooked it.
If I had a nickel
You
for
made the mistake again. I did not overlook it the second time.
If I had a nickel for every song I hated on this album, it'd be 2 nickels. That's
I'd be
not
10
a lot
cents
of nickels,
richer, that's for sure.
It's not a lot of nickels, but it's weird that it happened twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, anyways, on with it. What was your beanage?
58.
Really?
Not good. 48. Not high for me.
48 for me. So we're about on par with everything tonight.
Yeah. We're pretty close.
We are. Yeah. Yeah. Really close, because yours is a infinite scale of
beanage. It goes to infinite.
Mine stops at 100. So yours is really, really low. Mine's just kind of like halfway low.
Yeah. This week was not a strong showing, really, for me at all.
It was not.
I know that my album wasn't good, so it is what it is. But that being said, I didn't think the Blue Van, like, really outpaced it all that much. Like, definitely better, but I don't know.
It's more bearable.
As a whole,
the album is much more re-listenable. Like I said earlier, it's got a lot of replay value for me.
Yeah, for me, like, I don't play either of these albums really all that often, ever. Mm-hmm. So this is one I picked purely based off of the nostalgic value for me, and basically because of A for Andrew, Smoke Ohana's, and AC-130 together. Okay. And then Sexual Man Chocolate. That's always like the one I throw in there. That one gets me going. Sure. I can listen to that one.
Yeah, I think, which one was it? There was a couple that I was like, if I lifted weights, this is what I would play. And I think...
I still think Fair Warning is the best bodybuilding playlist on the planet.
I don't think
there is nothing better than Van Halen when you're in the gym.
Oh.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing better. I promise you. I could run their greatest hits album, and that would get you going.
It would get me jazzed, for sure.
Yeah. We'll get some pre-workout in you. Yeah.
Oh.
You're going. It's go time.
You mean my 1 quart of coffee and 2 liters of water? Let's fucking go.
No. We're just gonna have I to mean stop. Like real pre-workout.
We're going to have to stop every 15 minutes because I got to pee.
No, not allowed. Not allowed. Got to hold it.
Oh no. Well, that's fine. So we skipped doing the what's in your cup bit tonight.
Because neither of us have a cup.
Because neither of us are drinking anything.
It's been a rough day.
Just means we'll get drunk afterwards. That's fine. So let's do a premeditated. What are we drinking tonight?
What do you? You only have Jefferson's, right?
I've got Jefferson's and J.W. Kelly, which is that.
The port finished one?
Port finished
or
one.
The Bordeaux. Is Bordeaux finished.
That's right.
I'll probably lean towards the Jeffersons. I've not had it.
It's not that bad. It's honestly...
I've heard it's like pretty solid. A good bourbon, but
I think
crazy.
I overpaid for it, but I think Maryland is also not a state controlled.
Oh, yeah. No, agency. Lots of them are not controlled states, so yeah. You're very much dependent on what liquor store you're at.
I think I paid like $42 for it, which is
a little over, but that's not egregious.
Like it's like a 30. I would say it's like 35. Like I'd put it on par with like Weller Green Label.
Have you had 1792 small batch? That's an excellent $35 bottle right there. It hits the nail right on the head.
Honestly, I think I might have seen it at the liquor store and I just didn't grab it.
Grab that next time. It's got the like cheesy gold.
Yeah.
Cap thing. It's in a weird shaped bottle. Yeah, you can find it everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Highly recommend.
Well, we're probably going to drink the rest of that bottle of Jefferson's tonight because I had a lot of coffee that was really strong really late in the day, so I am not at all tired.
Yeah, I had a monster at like 3:30.
Oh, dude, I can't drink those.
I do the zero sugar ones, the white label ones. They're pretty tasty.
It's not the taste, it's the...
How it makes you feel.
It's well, no, I love the way they make me feel. That's not the issue whatsoever. Red Bull was my jam pre-coffee, but it's just there's so much sugar. My teeth.
No, there's literally zero.
Well, I've had the zero sugar ones and they do the same thing, but your teeth get so gritty feeling afterwards.
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
And no, my god, my teeth always feel gross afterwards. But it's also just like. I just don't like how much stuff is in it.
Yeah, all the like other crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Coffee is a very pure, natural product.
Like, right. It's like coffee beans, water, and whatever shit the government's putting in my water. That's fine. I just can't see it. Whatever.
I'll take my fluorine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyways. So we do have time, though, for my favorite part of the show, which is where we play a little game called Shitpost or Song Lyric. And it's where I read Hayden... either a song lyric or a shitpost in spoken word tone, and he has to tell me which it's from. There's not really a source for either of these. It's literally just off the internet.
the internet somewhere.
Somewhere.
And I'm pretty sure every time we do this, the order changes. Is it a shitpost or song lyric, or a song lyric or shitpost?
I can never actually remember.
And we'll just keep it that way.
That's fine. We'll just flip a coin each time before the show starts.
No, just don't even flip a coin. Just go
just
with it.
Just whichever. All right,
yeah, whatever fine. Naturally comes, it is what it is. You get the point.
That's, yep.
Let's do it.
All right, you ready?
I was born ready.
Good. I have become one with the cum.
That is the shitpost.
That is a shitpost.
Nailed it.
Nice. Good job. Yeah, I don't, again, I don't
know what website there's for. Not a single person that has the audacity to put that in a song. No way.
Mm.
No way. And a rapper definitely wouldn't. And those are definitely the types of people that would say something like that.
They totally would. And I'm going to challenge you on that. And I'm going to read you another one. And I'm going to make you, I'm going to tell you that it is a song lyric, but you're going to have to tell me
who did it?
Who did it? Except I have to find my source real quick. Hold on.
What's my record so far? Am I like, I forget how many times we've done this.
We've done 50. We've done five. This is tonight's fifth. You've gotten three. Right, two wrong.
I was like, I knew I was like 2-2 or 1-1. I knew I was batting 500 here. Yeah. So, all right. Just better than half.
Yeah. And I can't seem.
It's an interesting game though, because like, you never actually know.
You don't.
It's really hard to tell sometimes. I've been fooled. Obviously, I've gotten it wrong twice. So, mm-hmm. like, it can be really difficult.
Okay.
And it's funny how, like, there are quite a few artists out there that are just not afraid. And they will just say whatever comes to their brain in their songs.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. So here's the song lyric. You're going to have to guess
the artist. Okay.
I can't stand white people.
I can't stand white
people. And it's not even necessarily the artist that matters. It's the song that line is in.
Can't stand white people.
He can't.
It's probably a white dude.
It is.
Is it a rapper?
It is. Think, what is the first white rapper that comes to mind?
Lil Dicky?
God damn it, Aiden, no.
Eminem?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, so the song's name was...
Well, so like modern day white rapper, yeah. Lil Dicky. But like any other white rapper, I think Eminem.
All right, that's fair. But the song name was Come On Everybody. So I'm going to challenge you to the fact that nobody puts cum references in their music.
No, I didn't say nobody put cum references in their songs. I said they would not say that specific sentence in their song.
Okay. I don't know. Lil Nas X will probably prove you wrong, but
you're definitely right. You're definitely right on that one.
If there's somebody that's going to put it in their song, you know what? It's him.
That's the dude.
It's him.
100%.
And people would praise him for it.
And people would be like, you're so brave.
So brave. Such an inspiration.
Yeah, we should totally be accepting of that, all right? Acceptance. That's what we're all about out here, okay?
Oh, my God.
And believe you, I'm not here to, you know, tell anybody they can't enjoy what they enjoy, but, like...
Calm down.
Limits, people.
Calm down.
There are things you don't have to tell people about.
Right.
And there's a lot of things you shouldn't tell people about. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was today's show. Episode 1.
We did it.
That's
we're
a wrap.
Here. We need to put this up on the internet for people to enjoy.
Yep.
That's a wrap. Everybody go home. We're done for the day. Producer, great job. Shit's on the ground. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's it.
That's a pita wrap. That's a falafel and sweet potato wrap. That's a wrap.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 1 of the Setlist Audio Club with Hayden and Dan. Join us next week where we discuss the Fratelli's Costello Music and Billy Joel's The Stranger. If you like the show, please consider subscribing anywhere you get your podcasts. Also, follow us on Twitter at SetlistAC for show updates and weekly previews. If you have any questions, have any feedback for us, or even have ideas for future episodes, feel free to shoot us an email at setlistac@gmail.com or send us a DM on Twitter at SetlistAC.